At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a sh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name. Read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. Go to HaneyUniversity.com, my website, and that is where you sign up for golf lessons with me. That are taking place either at my studio in Paradise Valley, Arizona, or at the golf practice in Highland Park, Illinois. Two locations where I am teaching. You can find out all the information at HaneyUniversity.com. You can also register for my free instructional videos at HaneyUniversity.com. All right, a lot to talk about in the world of golf. I don't know where to start. Well, let me start with Tiger Woods at the Hero World Challenge, which is getting underway. We'll see what happens there. But I want to talk about a little bit about his press conference and what's going on with the PGA Tour. At the press conference, they were asking Tiger, you know, a bunch of questions. Okay, you know, not just about his game. Of course, they're asking about his game, and he doesn't know where his game is because he hasn't played and he's rusty. And it's interesting because in the past, when Tiger was great, and this is, you know, and obviously that was years ago, and it was back in the day, and he turns 48 years old in December. So you know, we got to be realistic, and with all the injuries and the surgeries and everything else. But when Tiger was great, and I talked about this the other day, he used to practice all the time. I mean, it was just like, you know, I mean, I called it Tiger days. When I was with Tiger, it would be like he'd be at the gym at 6 a.m. He'd be working out till 8. He'd come back to the house, have breakfast. He'd be on the practice tee by, you know, 8:30 or 9 at the latest. Start off with some wedge play, pitch shots typically to start off with. Then he would be hitting balls on the range, maybe, you know, a couple hours of that. Then we'd go play 9 holes and, you know, have lunch. And then after lunch, it was like back to the driving range or back to the course or back to the course, then back to the driving range. And then, you know, there would be some putting and more short game and more hitting balls. And then, you know, about 6 o'clock, he would that would be about the end of the day. And I remember one day, because I used to stay at his house, and I'd go up and take a shower, and I came back down. He's in the gym at his house, and he's working out. And he said to me, I'm almost done with my shoulder exercises. When I get done, we'll go eat dinner. Never forget it. I said that, you know what? And then about 7:30, he was done. It was time to eat dinner. And that was pretty much every day. So, I mean, that was like a third. Now, there was a lot of working out in there. He loved to work out. It wasn't all just pounding balls, but there was golf in there. There was 18 holes. I mean, some days there was 36 holes. Some days there was more than that. And he would play and practice all the time. So greatness doesn't just happen. I mean, it's in there because Tiger Woods has been great, but it doesn't just happen. I mean, there's practice, and I think about it this way, and I think about it like in perspective of kids getting better at something. Like my son Henry plays hockey, and I the other day he skated for like 7 hours, and I thought, how does somebody, because we live in Chicago now for his hockey, and I like how does somebody in Arizona where we used to live, how do they possibly catch up to somebody who's skating for 7 hours on a Saturday, when in Arizona, even if you got an unlimited budget, it's like the most ice time you could get in a week. I mean, I'm talking skates on the ice is like 4 hours, maybe five, and half that time you're out there with a group and you're standing in line and waiting for your turn. How is that person going to catch up, make up for that amount of time? And where I'm going with this is Tiger Woods has played so little golf in the last how many years? I mean, this goes all the way back to when the back surgery started. That how in the world can you just get farther and farther behind? How do you ever catch up? How do you get to a level that is anywhere near like proficient enough to do something on the PGA Tour? And the answer to that is you probably don't. But when you've been at the top of the mountain, and Tiger wasn't just at the top of the mountain. I mean, he was in another stratosphere. I mean, he was like way, way, way up there. You know what to do. You know how to do it. I mean, he can go out there at the, and I don't know what he'll shoot at the Bahamas, because you know who knows what he'll shoot, but it's pretty much a par 68 course at best. I mean, there's reachable par four, so maybe less than par 68. There's reachable par fours, there's reachable par fives, and you know, perfect greens. And I would think that, you know, under par is the par there. You know, you always analyze par, like what's par on this golf course. Some days par is 75. You know, you're at the U.S. Open or the Open Championship and the weather's bad, and par is, you know, is 73. But at Albany at the Hero World Challenge, I think par is, you know, probably more like 69 or something. Maybe it's less than that. Who knows? We'll see. You know, there's when the 20 players at that big tournament, I call it the Hypocrisy Open, when they Hypocrisy Open because it's 20 players getting world golf points and world golf ranking points and no cut. And I thought that wasn't allowed. I thought no cut and you know, small field and no cut and invitation. I thought that wasn't allowed. Well, it is. I guess it is allowed. It just depends who it is, and then you see it's allowed. But at the Hypocrisy Open, otherwise known as the Hero World Challenge, the par is probably going to be like 69. You know, can Tiger go out there and shoot that? Oh, absolutely. I mean, he could golf like once every few years and shoot a 69, you know, at the Hero World Challenge at Albany. Now, do I think he'll do that? I'm probably not. But could he do that? Absolutely. Of course he could. he's been so great that could happen. But the reality of it is, when you get out there in a tournament, this is really just like an exhibition. Well, after all, they're all exhibitions, but except for the four major championships, they're all exhibitions, including the Ryder Cup. That's the big exhibition. You know, that's what it was. It was always called an exhibition. You know, Tiger's playing in this Hero World Challenge, and he could go out there and shoot something really good, but will he? Well, most likely not. But it's just to see where he is. See if he can do it. See if he can walk. Now, he's announced, and he did in the press conference, he's announced that he thinks it's reasonable to play. Now he's got his ankle fused. And there's no pain in his ankle, but there's pain all around the ankle because like he always likes to say, if you have something fused, then the pressure's going to go other points. Like if it's your back, it's going to go on the discs above the fusion and below the fusion. And he loves to talk like he's a doctor. And he's probably met with so many doctors that he probably is pretty close to being a doctor. But he's talking about playing one tournament a month. I think that's realistic, and that's based off the fact that he's played in nothing since the Masters, which he couldn't finish because the ankle was so bad. But now the ankle's feeling better because he had the fusion, and he caddied for his son Charlie. In a 54-hole tournament, carrying the bag, it's a light bag. It's not even carrying a staff bag. It didn't pivot, didn't hit shots off of a side hill lie, a downhill lie, a lie where you slip, none of that stuff. No 320-yard drives. He just carried the bag and walked and for three rounds. And based on that, he thinks it's reasonable to assume he can, because I guarantee you what he's not doing at home is he's not walking every day and out there walking and taking a caddy or walking and carrying his clubs. He isn't doing that to see if he's ready to go. Now I have no doubt he's marched on the treadmill a lot or whatever, but is he doing the 50 or 60 miles that are necessary to compete for a week? I don't know. I mean, my guess is no. But he ascertained that after caddying for Charlie for three rounds that he can play tournament golf, all the practicing, all the hitting, all the walking. And he can do it once a month. And if that is the case, I mean, that would be like a huge, huge boost to the PGA Tour, which needs a serious boost. There's no two ways about that. But he's the one that could do it. And even if he just showed up once a month, I mean, it would be huge for golf. But since he hasn't played and he hasn't practiced, what's realistic to expect? And I think realistic to expect is he'll hit a lot of good shots. After all, he is Tiger Woods. He'll hit a lot of good shots, and he'll probably make a few mistakes, and that'll wash out some of the birdies, and he'll probably shoot something a couple under par here, or, maybe an over a one over par there. And, maybe a three or four under par here and everybody will, think that was it. Then he'll tell you how he's hitting it great, but he's just a little rusty, and whatever he says, the media will write down and, they'll take it as the gospel. But the big thing is not just can he walk and make it 72 holes, which I said after he came back from that auto accident, I said, if he can walk and make it 72 holes, he could still win a golf tournament. I still stand by that. He could still win a golf tournament. The stars have to align.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But what if the stars don't align for a given period of time? I keep thinking to myself, he's not going to be a ceremonial golfer, is he? I mean, I just can't see that happening. Like he said at the press conference, he really, really misses competing and playing and competing. But when you're competing and you're not competitive, you're really only competing in that first round until you're out of the tournament. And by the way, if in the first round you shoot one over and somebody else shoots eight under, you're out of the tournament. So you're no longer competing. Because competing for the greatest player ever, like, I don't think anybody's ever played golf better than Tiger Woods. So the competing for the greatest for him is not like trying to beat four people in a 20-man field, or trying not to finish last, or trying to finish 14th instead of 15th, or 13th instead of 14th. That's not competing. Competing is back nine, last nine, chance to win. Chance to win. Like, I always define like serious contention is on the lead or tied for the lead somewhere on Sunday. I mean, on the lead or tied for the lead somewhere on Sunday, and you are in serious contention. You're not in the driver's seat. You're in serious contention. That's where you are. And what a player that has been so great is after, he's after that feeling of being in that spot. He wants to be in that spot. Now, can he get to that spot? And how many times does he need to get to that spot to fulfill, you know, whatever it is he's trying to fulfill, like the sense of competing? Because you're not competing to, you know, he's not out there to compete to try and make the cut. Because I'll tell you what, when he barely makes a cut and then, you know, shoots a couple over or whatever on Saturday after barely making the cut, I mean, that's where the foot really starts hurting. But if you can, if he's in position and has a chance, then, you know, adrenaline and everything just, you know, he'll fight through it. I mean, that's just a natural human tendency. It doesn't matter what sport you're playing. It doesn't matter what you're doing. That's what would happen. So will he be satisfied if he can't put himself in certain amount of times in some kind of position to have a chance to do something? And that's an interesting question because he always said to me, he said, I'll be gone a lot earlier than people, you know, think I'm going to be gone. But here he is, 48 years old. Now, he's had a lot of breaks. So, you know, when you if he'd have gone strong up to 48, and then, you know, I wouldn't have believed that because I would thought he'd been done before then. But if he'd have gone strong up to 48 and then said, you know, that's enough. But that's not the case, because what happened was he had these big breaks in there, and I think he really missed it. He really didn't. He's would like to get back to that. I just don't know how you get back to that, like, without practicing. Like, I see somebody like Justin Thomas, who's lost his game last year, dropped to 26th in the world. I think that's where he is right now. I mean, Justin Thomas is a great player. But dropped to 26. Same thing happened to Jordan Spieth. And these guys, you know, Spieth battles his way back to 12th. But it's not really 12th because it's not counting any LIV players. So once they drop down, it's really hard to climb back up. And, you know, it's really hard to climb back up if you can't practice. But the guys that are trying to climb back up are working so hard. They're practicing so much. They're grinding away. And if you can't practice, then how can you get better? Well, one way to get better is from coaching. You know, you just have superior coaching, and that helps you get better even when you practice less. That's one way to do it. Another way is you just have such a wealth of experience that other players don't have, that helps you get better even when you don't practice as much. But that really only comes into play when you're on the course playing. But you still have to hit shots. You still have to hit drives, chips, putts. You gotta have the technique. You gotta hit the shots. And then once you get in contention, then the experience you have, then that really, really comes into play. But it doesn't really come into play if you're out there, you know, hitting, you know, half your greens and half your fairways and, you know, having an occasional big miss and taking penalty shots and it just doesn't really come into play. So that's the thing that I'm looking for. I wonder how long he would do that. Now, would he do it a year or a half a year, or would he, you know, do it through all the majors and then say, you know, I wasn't really competitive? Because he said in his press conference, he said, you know, I won't, I'm not there yet, but he said, if I get there in my mind where I don't think I can win, then, you know, I won't play. Well, that's what they all say, isn't it? I mean, isn't that what they all say? I mean, they all say that. I mean, they all do. And rarely do they ever leave. You know, Byron Nelson did, but rarely do they ever leave. They stay and they stay and they stay, and it must be something that's just so incredibly hard to give up once you've been there, and you can't do it. Now, you know, you hope that time never comes, but like my good friend Charles Barkley always says, Father Time is undefeated. Father Time is undefeated. And when you're fighting Father Time and fighting a bunch of injuries, and it happens in every sport, then it just, Father Time goes faster is what happens. Father Time goes faster. Let's just hope there's some good golf ahead for Tiger, and he sees some good golf, and we see some. But, you know, I don't think people even care how he plays. They just want to see him play. But they just wanted to see Ben Hogan play too at the end of his career, and then one day he just said, "That's enough. I'm out of here." I can't see Tiger doing that. He's not Ben Hogan that way. I see him hanging on, or making you think he's hanging on. Maybe it'll be once a month he plays. Maybe it'll be, you know, a little less than that. You know, I think it kind of depends how this first tournament goes. So like he said, I'm as anxious as all of you, everybody watching, to see what's going to happen. And we will find out. We will find out. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcasts. If you have aches and pains, arthritis pain, joint, muscle pain, my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream is absolutely the best product you can get. It is 100% guaranteed. Go to voodoopainrelief.com if you haven't already tried it, because it will work wonders for you. It's guaranteed. I hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe and stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon on the Hank Haney Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.